You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world. Okay, so today's conversation feels like a spicy one for me. I have no logical reason for that. And let's be honest, I probably don't need to make it logical. I just know that it feels a little bit spicy. So let's see where this goes. This is a conversation that has been coming up a lot with my clients. It's been coming up a lot in the circles that I run with. And you know, that conversation really is, I suppose, the dating world. And just like asterisking that, I'm not a dating coach. What I do know though is human behavior. And I do know how our patterns create our world, right? That our patterns create our beliefs, that our patterns create our results, that our patterns are consistently reflected to us, mirrored to us in all facets of life, and that how we do anything is how we do everything. Yes, how we do anything is how we do everything. That the traits, characteristics, patterns, limitations that play out in one area of life play out in all facets of life. And maybe they're a little bit more subtle in one area. Maybe they show up slightly different in one area to another. Yeah. However, they're always there. And so the really beautiful thing in that is that when you can kind of pick into where you're perhaps holding yourself back in one facet of life, you can start to work with that and have it shift all areas of life. So there's a couple of different layers to this conversation today. And the first, I'm going to kind of relate dating to business. Business is my jam. I fucking love looking at systems and human behavior within business, within sales, within like systems, structure, all of that. It's juicy. I know for so many people, they're like that's not a fun topic whatsoever. And I used to be one of those people. And as I've kind of grown in my business and grown in my life, I've realized that systems are actually really fucking sexy. And they're what massively move the needle and create space and freedom for more of the good stuff, more of the juicy stuff. So dating, sales, money, men, it's all the same thing. And by the way, disclaimer, I'm going to allow this conversation to be led down the scope of speaking to women. And if you're not female, if you don't identify as female, feel free to just shift the pronouns. If you're not in heterosexual dynamics, feel free to just, shift the pronouns, right? Let this be relevant to you, regardless of what terminology I use, yeah? So dating is reflective of sales. How you do or don't show up in dating, how partners do or don't show up in dating is reflective of how you do or don't show up in sales, or how sales do or don't show up in your world, right? And vice versa. A lot of the same challenges that we come up against in our dating lives come up in sales, right? Sales is ultimately at its core flirting. It's trying before you buy, right? It's flirting, it's courting, it's winning someone over, it's having them go from, a stranger to, over a period of time, deciding that they want to make a deeper investment in you. Yeah, dating, sales, same. And so, if you're a business owner or if you're someone in the dating world and you're challenged by money, you're challenged by receivership, then have a look at, take the time to really reflect on where you struggle, why you struggle, what some of the challenges that you consistently come up against are, because they're one and the same. The energy of money, the energy of men, same. It's all receivership. Some of my deepest lessons in money came from sitting back and going, well, how are the men in my life showing up right now? You know, the men that I'm dating, how are they showing up right now, right? How am I showing up in relation to them? How am I showing up in relation to money, right? Same, same. And the beautiful thing in this is that you are your results. You know, some people will hear this and perhaps find it daunting, and I want to really encourage you to look at this as an empowering perspective. You are your results. The results that you get are reflective of you. The results that you don't get are reflective of you. And so if you want to create a shift in your life and you recognize that it all starts with you, that means you're in the driver's seat. That means you're behind the wheel. That means that you have the opportunity to change gears, to hit the brake, to hit the accelerator, right? That means that if things aren't working out for you and you're done, like, you have the opportunity to, you know, wind down the window and get some fucking air, or like get out of the car completely, switch vehicles. Yeah, let this be empowering. Let the understanding that you are your results, that your external world is simply a thought projected, thought controlled holographic bubble, right? It's all you. Your outside world is a projection of who you are. You're always being mirrored back to yourself. So the power in this, if we bring this back to dating, if the men in your life aren't showing up, if the man in your life, man, plural, whatever, are not showing up in your life how you want, then how are they reflecting you? I have women come to me regularly who, you know, have dynamics playing out where they attract feminine men, you know, men who are pushovers, men who are unable to hold them. And a lot of the time these women embrace, because this may be a little bit confronting. I know for me, I went through a similar journey. This was very confronting once upon a time. When you're attracting feminine men, a lot of the time it's either because your masculine is overdeveloped and there is no space for a masculine man to show up in your world, or your masculine is underdeveloped. When something is overexpressed or underexpressed, so repressed, suppressed in our life, we begin to attract situations that reflect this back to us. So for me, I spent many, many years, and this is going to circle back to something that I want to speak on in a moment. I spent many, many years thinking that I was invisible to men. Right? I spent many, many years so focused on my business, so focused on being this like hard-hitting bad bitch, like get shit done, right? Thinking that that was the thing, you know, trying to build my independence and so on and so forth, trying to prove myself essentially. At its core, that was what was going on, even though I wasn't aware of it. That there was no room for a man to come into my life, right? Because I was playing the role of the man. I didn't know how to soften into receptivity. I didn't know how to soften into receivership. And funnily enough, dare I say it, a dried up pussy is usually a dried up bank account. I'm going to say that again. A dried up pussy is usually a dried up bank account, right? So if you're not able to drop into your receptive feminine energy, if you're not able to soften into receivership, money's not going to come your way. Money's not going to come your way. And sure enough, at that time in my life, I was pushing shit uphill. I was grinding in business. I was working so fucking hard because that's what I thought I needed to be in order to be a successful businesswoman, right? I bought into the grind. I bought into the, you know, sleepers for the week. I bought into the hustle mentality of, you know, entrepreneurship is a full-time, you know, like wake up at 4 a.m., go to bed at midnight kind of vibe. And yes, there's moments, fleeting moments where that is relevant, fleeting. But especially as women, business thrives when we're in our pleasure. Business thrives when we're in our softness. Our dating lives thrive when we're in our softness, when we're willing to receive. So if there's a man not showing up for you in your life in the way that you want, how is this you? Some of my most notable awarenesses have come from when a someone that I'm dating isn't showing up in the way that I want. And it sounds silly, right? But I list the traits, the characteristics, the patterns that fucking piss me off. And then I put my name at the beginning. He's this, he's this, he doesn't do this, he's this, right? What a blessing when I can sit there and go, oh, I'm that, I'm that, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing that for me. Yeah? He doesn't want to spend time with me. Where am I not wanting to spend time with myself? He's avoidant. Where am I avoidant? He's not willing to step up and provide for me. Where am I not willing to step up and provide for me? If we liken this to money, money doesn't show up in my life. Where am I not showing up in my life? Right? Money's inconsistent. Where am I inconsistent? Yeah? Daunting, perhaps. Empowering. When you choose for it to be, when you can take that information and see it simply as data collection, amazing. There's no shame in not being perfect. Pivot. What do I get to shift in my life? And the incredible thing is when you shift, your world shifts. You know, coming back to money, if money's not showing up in your world, if money is the energy of men, if money is the energy of the masculine, sit back and think, if I were treating my man, if I was treating my partner the way that I treat money, would this relationship be functional, right? If there's days where like money's showing up in your life and it's not enough, still not enough money, still not enough money, rather than saying, oh my God, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful. Right? If you're consistently picking at your man, telling him all of the places where he's not enough, eventually he's going to shut the fuck down, right? He's going to shut down. He's going to tap out. Resentment, end of relationship inevitably, right? Or end of connection in relationship. A lot of people stay in relationship long after it's done. And so you get to look at, if money were the man in my world, how functional, how healthy would this relationship be? So it's all an invitation to look at, how are you showing up for yourself? How are you showing up in your business? How are you showing up in your commitments? How are you showing up in your relationships? And the last thing that I want to kind of circle back on, and this is the kicker, right? And this is coming up consistently. Actually, I'm going to rewind for a moment because there's something else that's coming to mind here. And this may be really quite confronting. So breathe. Allow yourself to receive this. The nervous system is literally the foundation for your performance and emotional and mental equilibrium. The degree at which you'll allow yourself to stay focused, perform well, and excel in your chosen pursuits, be those vocational, relational, financial, athletic, the list goes on, comes down to how flexible and adaptable your nervous system is through a variety of stresses, pressures, and the joys and pleasures of life as well. Thing is, it's not just about processing the sticky points of life, but processing the ease as well. After working with high performers across business and sport, I took everything I've learned about the nervous system and I packaged it up into my self-paced online program, Rewire the Nervous System. With Rewire the Nervous System, you get access to weekly audio trainings via the exclusive members portal. You get lifetime access to our ever-expanding nervous system regulation toolkit, which means that you have the tools readily available via your device. You get lifetime access to our twice monthly live hot seat coaching calls and your Majesty's Sacred Circle ceremonies, as well as access to the call replays in our growing call vault in the members portal. You'll get weekly tasks, challenges, and journal prompts all relevant to your unique goals and desires. You get exclusive access to ongoing support and bonus training in the Rewire the Nervous System Facebook group. And of course, you'll get access to a growing, like-minded community of incredible high performers. So if Rewire the Nervous System sounds like the right fit for you, or you want to know a little bit more information, head to www.briannaboley.com/rewirethens or follow the link in the show notes. I speak with women every day who are in dynamics where they suspect that their man is cheating, or they're in dynamics where there's a lot of, you know, toxicity, where boundaries are being crossed, where, you know, there's just not a lot of healthy love in the relationship. One of my greatest learnings from being cheated on when I was young and in my first serious relationship, being cheated on, was And I didn't see it at the time, by the way. At the time, it was like, you fucking did this. Like, now looking back, it's like, ah, he cheated on me because I was cheating on me. I was cheating on myself. I wasn't holding myself in the way that I deserved. I wasn't there for myself in the way that I deserved. And at the time, I probably didn't even realize what I deserved. You know, my sense of self was quite fragile, I suppose. And so his actions were reflecting back to me where I was at in my relationship with myself. He cheated on me because I was cheating on me. This is hard-hitting stuff. And, you know, if this is poking at something for you, I just want you to know that there's no shame in any of this, right? If this is where you're at, if this is where you find yourself, please don't feel shame for this. Please don't have self-judgment. Instead, simply see it as data collection and see it as a springboard through which you get to build things to the way that you want them to be. Have this be the beginning, the new beginning. Have this be the wake-up call. Have this be the alarm waking you up in the morning and stretching and deciding that today gets to be a fucking good day. Don't let this be the thing that has you spiral into questioning. Don't let this be the thing that, you know, the when the alarm wakes you up from a really good dream and you're like, fuck, why couldn't I stay there? Now I have to get up and go to work. You know, like, don't let this be the thing that tarnishes the rest of your day. Let it just be a momentary experience of like a pang of sadness or hurt or whatever it may be, and acknowledge it and then build from it. So this is that last piece that I want to speak on. As I said earlier, you know, I spent many, many years celibate. I spent many, many years not dating. And I did all of this from a place of, if I'm really honest, thinking that I was invisible. I really thought that I was invisible to men. And I would watch friends like with this insane luck with men, like consistently with this like smorgasbord of men. And I, at the time, I put it down to, well, she has something that I don't have. She has something that I don't have. She has a better body than me, or she has better fashion than I do, or she's prettier than me, or her hair's longer, or she has more money so she can go out and do more interesting stuff. She's more interesting than me. She's more popular than me, right? I made this experience something outside of me. Men just don't see me, right? That was the narrative. Men just don't see me. And it wasn't until I, you know, and I love human behavior. Like, I'm that person. I'm the people watcher. I'm the person who sits back and observes. And I started to observe actively, consciously, intentionally observe, what is it that makes someone magnetic in a dating sense? What is it that makes someone magnetic in a business sense? What is it that makes someone magnetic in general? What is it about someone who's in their power that has them feel powerful? You know, when those people walk into a room and it's like, ooh, I feel you. I don't know what it is about you, but I want to know. What I realized was that these people come in all different shapes, sizes, colors. You know, there's no like one size fits all. It wasn't that all of these women were supermodels, all of these women who were magnetic, or who, you know, it wasn't that they're all up to date with the latest fashion trends. It wasn't that they were all blonde, or, you know, that they all had green eyes, or that they all had, I don't know, big boobs or whatever other external thing we think we need. It was that all of them had this like connection to self. All of them had this anchored sense of self. And so I realized very, very quickly that it's not about your looks, it's not about your body, it's not about how much money you make, it's nothing external to you. It's you, it's your energy. And your energy is a culmination of your self-concept, how you view yourself, your beliefs, your thoughts, your behaviors, how you hold yourself, your posture, the state of your nervous system. Are you operating from a state of safety, or are you still operating from trauma? Are you still in a survival state? Is there underlying anxiety, depression, shame? Someone's energy becomes potent and magnetic and hard-hitting in the most beautiful way, sometimes confronting, yes? It's not to deny that. someone's energy becomes hard-hitting and magnetic when they've cooled themselves back, when they've peeled back the layers of who they're not, when they've peeled back the layers of conditioning. My belief is that as human beings, we are brought into this world insanely fucking powerful. And conditioning has us forget. Shame has us grate away parts of our energy, right? It diminishes our energetic potential. Shame, guilt, not enoughness, like all those heavy, dense emotions, when left unfelt. It's not to say avoid these emotions. When we don't allow ourselves to feel them and they're not drawn to a point of completion, they get stored in the body and they wither away at our energetic potential. They chip away at our magnetism. And I will preface that there is a big difference between, you know, and when you get really sensitive to this, you can feel it. There is a big difference between someone who knows how to say the right things, how to move the right way, how to act as they need to in order to be magnetic, and someone who is that, right? There's a lot of, like, for men, I don't know what the women's equivalent of this is, but I think there's that book, The Game. Oh my gosh. The book, The Game, which is basically, you know, like get the girl kind of advice for men. And it's very much my understanding. Truth be told, I've never read it. However, I've had many discussions with some incredible men about it. You know, it's very do this. And if she does this, you do this, you know, and it's almost manipulative. Well, it is manipulative in nature. It's playing a game, and it's very tit for tat behavior, and it's an act. It's an act. And anything that is not fully embodied, anything that is an act, falls away very quickly when comfort arises. And so this is why it's so vitally important to actively do the work on yourself, to peel away all of that shit that weighs heavy on your energetic potential, that diminishes it, because that's when, I should say, it's not about doing anything. It's not about getting it right. It's not about saying the right things or dressing the right way or waiting until that person looks away before you, I don't know, glance at them for exactly 2 seconds. It's not about that. Because when you become it, when you're the embodiment of it, when you've done the work on yourself to peel away the layers that stop you from being in your fullness, that's when people feel you, like really feel you. Again, big difference between like that pseudo confidence and like the full embodiment of it. And this is why trauma work, nervous system regulation work, mindset work is so important, especially nervous system work, right? Because this is stuff that's anchored in the body. It's stored in the body. It's determining where you operate from. Are you operating from pleasure and safety and relaxation, or are you operating from the hamster wheel? You know, anxiety, trying to outrun depression, trying to outrun not enoughness, trying to strive to be the thing you think you need to be. So the message in all of this is let your dating life speak to you. Be open to listen to what it's trying to tell you, because it's always communicating. Nothing ever happens to you. It happens for you, through you, and as you. So listen. As best you can, stop seeing the disappointments in your dating life as being something that's happened to you. Stop blaming. Yes, feel sad. Yes, allow yourself to feel the disappointment. Yes, allow yourself to feel the rage. Yes, allow yourself to process whatever you need to process. But come back to the fact that it happened for you, through you, and as you, as an opportunity to see yourself more clearly. And if there's parts of it that you wish to shift, that you wish to transform, then use it. Use that data, use that information and shift it. Do the work. Because honestly, if you come back to this every single time, whether it's dating, whether it's business, whether it's sports, whether it's your relationship with your kids, whether it's money, whether it's investments, whatever it may be, insert whatever word is relevant to you right now. It is all a mirror. It's all you, and it's all an opportunity for you to keep becoming who you've always been. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Experience podcast. Now, I'm a real person back here, so every mention, every share, every bit of feedback is deeply valued, and I love nothing more than hearing what golden nuggets are landing for you. So if something did land for you, or there's someone in your world who needs to hear this, please share it with them and share it to your social media, tag me in it so that I'm aware of it and I can share it to my story. As I said, every little bit counts, every little bit helps get this message out there. And I want to close off today's conversation. Ladies, this one's for you. I have a free ebook and audio training called Fierce and Free. And this is for the woman who is looking to really step things up a level in her world, looking to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, build greater boundaries, and just be more discerning in where their energy is going. So you can get access to that one free at www.fiercefreewoman.com. And I will speak to you all soon.